You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Excalibur, thank you for this update. As you guys know, I did a video called Subway is Hiring, Ladies, where I talked about OnlyFans. Now it is official. Now this article was published on the 19th of August. OnlyFans bans sexually explicit videos and posts. Winter is here for a lot of women. Now, you combine that with the illegally extended rent moratorium that's set to expire on October 3rd. Oh yeah, it's about to get cold outside. OnlyFans is banning pornographic posts, it has said. The subscription platform has become famous in large part because it allows adult content creators to share videos with relatively few restrictions. But such videos will now be banned in a decision OnlyFans said it had taken to quote-unquote ensure the long-term sustainability of the platform, it told The Independent. Boom! There you go. Oh, you OnlyFans women. I know that Kevin Samuels is probably tickled pink by this. There's a lot of guys out there that are punching the air right now saying, yep, we told you. You see, ladies, too many of you fell into that trap. Now, what trap is that? You thought that the OnlyFans money that you were going to get was going to be completely sustainable and able to carry you to the rest of your life. You didn't think about the long-term ramifications of your short-term victory. Oh, as I've always said on numerous occasions, society sets up women to have a series of short-term victories, but overall, in the end, you lose the war. But unfortunately, too many women only think in short-term. But hey, reality, it's about to kick a lot of y'all in the ovaries. Posts containing nudity will still be allowed so long as they comply with OnlyFans rules. But those rules will now specifically ban any quote-unquote content containing sexually explicit conduct. You see how murky that is? One person could say this is not sexually explicit content, yet another person could say, I think this is sexually explicit content. Slippery slope you will find yourselves on, ladies. OnlyFans said it had taken the decision to quote-unquote comply with the requests of our banking partners and payout providers. It did not give any information about which companies had made those requests. Ah, you see, ladies, there was going to eventually come a point where OnlyFans was going to try to go legit. Now, hopefully, they don't end up like Tumblr. Because once Tumblr got rid of their adult content, yeah, Tumblr became a bit of a distant memory. The announcement came only hours after Axios reported that the company had run into trouble securing investment despite its very rapid growth because of the prevalence of adult content on the platform. You see, ladies, you built it up. Now you're being kicked to the curb. Boy, I tell you. Now, I could go on and finish this article, but I want to talk about something else that is reared its ugly head that I was originally going to talk about before I got this update. And that's the whole topic of pay to play. I cannot believe something so simple has created so much division amongst men. Any logical man should be able to sit back, assess, and understand that time is his most precious resource. And the time that you spent trying to get laid and feel morally good about it, that is wasted time. I have said on numerous occasions, I have said this for years, when I finally figured it out, all men pay for sexual access to a woman. Period. End of discussion. I made a video way back in the day called "The Brutal Truth is All Men Pay." I just don't understand why most... Oh, wait a minute. I do understand. Why? Because I've always said this. When it comes to the topic of pay to play, it is primarily a black male point of contention. Now, this whole dust up, you have to understand, a lot of professionals out there are sitting back and they're saying, this is why I don't deal with black men like that. And you know what? I can understand them. I can understand. Every other group of men understands that pay to play is an option. And just because it is an option does not mean you have to take said option. That's just it. But, of course, when it comes to the sexual underworld, black men have the worst reputation. I don't even need to explain it. I've explained it in numerous videos in the past. But yes, in general, in the sexual underworld, black men have the worst reputation. And guess what? The race card tends to get played, but it's not about that. It's not about race. It's not the fact that you're black. It's the fact that our negative reputation precedes us. But one thing that really surprised me, a couple of weeks ago, Coach Greg Adams did a video or a podcast about pay to play, and he mentioned the naval base in San Diego, 32nd Street, and how on the dry side, Main Street, you're starting to see a lot of renegades on the blade out there. And if you don't know what a renegade is, it's basically a prostitute that doesn't have a pimp. But they're sitting back saying that this is like a new thing? No. Main Street has always had professionals. Nope. I'm going to call them streetwalkers. You've always had streetwalkers on that section. So it is not anything that is new. It's finally being reported on, but it's always been there. They have always been there. And yeah, the streetwalkers, those are, tend to be the ones who will Cardi B you. Yeah. So, and of course, whenever we talk about the topic of prostitution, that is immediately where everybody zones in. The streetwalker, the renegade. That is the face of prostitution. That is the face that everybody wants to believe is prostitution. Now, when you go up in price, you go up in quality. Me personally, a streetwalker, I would never get that hard up for one of them. A renegade, oh, no, 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 no. For me, oh, I'm a Robert Kraft, my situation. But anyway, insofar as OnlyFans or direct pay to play, things are about to get a whole lot more interesting. Since we all know the illegally extended rent moratorium expires October 3rd, here you have OnlyFans now banning adult content October 1st. Things are about to get a whole lot more interesting. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Have you, in your area, seen an increase in renegade activity? What do you think of OnlyFans finally putting the kibosh on adult content? And what do you think about the cold, cold winter that's getting ready to hit a lot of women? Oh, the suffering is really about to be grand. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power is getting ready to go out for a lot of you in this regard. Feminism, Big Daddy government's protection, and the money that you would get from the scent pool is about to go out right along with it. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.